What was that fight?
Here, I'll go with this one so we don't have to play with that one all day. Amen. So much for trying, huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Kevin, I love you. That's he's an inspiration to me. It's funny how two people can share the same story, but from both sides of it. Amen. But to see him ride the bus every day and then not just ride the bus, but start to work on the bus and then work in ministry and, man, amen. So likewise, he's a great inspiration to me. You know, you don't have to be older to be an inspiration. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. I said I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. All right. See, now it sounds like there's more of you. I knew I was looking at a bunch. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to see each and every one of you smiling faces this morning. I'm going to try to minister to you. The reason why I say I'm going to try to minister to you is I'm going to spend a lot of this morning ministering to me. So if I get to you, you got lucky. Amen. But this is certainly a lesson that we can all apply to our lives. If you would turn in the book of James, the first chapter, the 21st verse. If you're looking for James, you just go to Hebrews and take a right. Amen. Amen. First chapter. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity. Now, I had to look that one up. It looks like superfluity. I'm glad they have those little things to tell you how to pronounce it. Amen. What that word means is being more than sufficient or required, excessive. So why don't we read it like that? Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and excess, more than required of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. Lord, I ask that you would have your way in this service this morning. Lord God, that you would plow through our hearts. Lord God, that you would farrow the ground that a seed may be planted this morning. Lord God, that it would grow to fruition. Lord God, and change our lives forever. Lord Jesus, don't let us walk out that door the way that we came in. Amen. I praise you and I worship you. I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. You can be seated. Amen. I find this to be a very challenging passage of verse. I looked at this when I first read it and thought, what in the world is he talking about? For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So this morning we're going to talk about facing the man in the mirror. Or in some instances, about half of us in here are facing the woman in the mirror. Amen. So I don't want to pick on just the men today. Amen. There's a funny thing about a mirror. I pardon the personal reference, but my son, I love my son. He's so cool. Jace is the one I'm talking about. I love both my boys. One of them looks just like me, bless his heart. So we won't talk about him in the mirror. Y'all think I'm talking about me. But Jace, he's at that point where he's trying to discover who he is. And so every now and then you'll catch him and he'll be in the mirror. You know, and he's checking himself out. And what do I look like when I make this face? And he's got one he calls his epic face. And, I'll let him do it for you. But he just wants to know who he is and what he's like. So where does he go? He goes to the mirror. You see, he can make all these faces in his room, but he don't know what he looks like. He must face himself to see who he really is. I think that's a pretty neat lesson. I learn a lot from my children, and that's this, that in finding who they are, they have to find a reference. And he can mock the faces that I make, but he doesn't know what he looks like making them. He can apply things that I do, but he doesn't know what he looks like until he sees him in the mirror. So we're going to face the man in the mirror this morning. We're going to examine what we look like, what we really look like. Amen. I saw a funny little thing one time, and it was a lady. She was complaining to the artist that the picture looked nothing like her. And so he says, "Well, what about this one?" And he held up a mirror, and she said, "No, that's terrible too. Who is that old lady?" See, the joke is, it was a mirror. She failed to see what was accurately there. And sometimes we apply that spiritual mirror the same way that she did. We don't recognize ourselves when we actually face ourselves in the mirror. I know that sounds funny, but, you know, I look at myself every morning when I'm shaving. But not too long ago, I started to shave, and as I pulled the soap from my face with the razor, I uncovered my father's face. So I had to stand there for a little while and just look at it. Thought, how did this happen? Look just like him. I went and dug out some pictures, and I was holding them up in the mirror, and I was looking at me. Thought, oh my goodness. I never thought he was very handsome. Try to deal with the reality of what happened. I was beautiful this morning, and I shaved. Look what happened. So if you don't shave, I understand why. I totally understand why. I'm kidding, of course. Amen. But seriously, are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Do you get surprised at what you find from time to time? You see, we can become deceivers of our own selves when we look in the mirror. We can do that. We can. James says that we sit and we hear the word, but we're not a doer of the word. He goes on to say that we look at the perfect law of liberty, and if we do it, it's a good thing. But if we don't do it, by default, it's a bad thing, right? So how do you deceive yourself? How do you not face the man in the mirror? How do you come and sit on a pew and not face the mirror? Now, the mirror is none other than the Word of God. The law of liberty is what it said in this book. The Word of God. Every time we encounter the Word of God, every time we walk into the presence of God, it should be a self-revealing experience. How can we worship the one true God until we understand who we are? We are the creation of that one true God. Only true worship comes from a self-understanding, self-aware person. To do anything else would be to jade your worship. To do anything else would be to cloud the true purpose of our worship. Amen? Why do we come to church? Why do we sit under the preaching? Well, because it's a habit. That's why I came for a little while. Because I didn't want to tell my wife I didn't want to come. I'm just being honest. There are mornings that I wake up and I do not want to face the mirror. There were a lot of them in my past. I told you I was preaching to me, right? So y'all can amen this part all you want. Amen. Because I'm preaching at me. Now, when I get on you, you can get quiet. That's fine. I'll amen for you. Amen, brother. That's good. Amen. But we start to deceive ourselves. Self-deception is the natural results of these things, and I'm going to label them out for you. First is self-esteem. When we esteem ourselves improperly, Psalms 36 and 2 says, "For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful." We can actually flatter ourselves in our own eyes. I do that every morning. I say, my, you are so handsome. Whew. Well, I tell you what, I shouldn't go outside without a big stick. Just have to whoop folks off of me. When in reality, I look like my father. I won't tarry on that very long. But you know, we can come into church and say, you know what? I've been so good this week. Why, I gave in the offering more than anyone else. Or if you weren't blessed in that manner, and more times than not, I'm not. It's, you know what? Boy, I've been so good. I've made it every day this week without cussing. I ain't cussed nobody. Look, I work in the prison. That's an achievement. I just remembered who I was preaching to. I was waiting for the big, yeah! Sorry, y'all aren't killers and stuff, man. But, you see, we can come and we can sit down here and say, I've been so good. We can get puffed up in our own self-esteem, but the fact of the matter is who is so righteous that they can sit in the presence of God and not face themselves in their own iniquity? Amen. The Bible tells us of a story about a Pharisee and a publican, where the Pharisee stood praying, and boy, he was loud about it. I have been so good this week, God. I've given alms, and man, I tell you what, it's all about me, God. That's what he was saying. He said it real pretty, but have y'all ever noticed there's no good way to pat yourself on the back? It still looks funky. That's not praise. This is praise. If you straighten that arm out and point it the way it needs to go, amen, that's the way it needs to go. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes. You know, it's easy to be good in your own eyes. It's easy to compare yourself to other people. Paul tells us that comparing ourselves by other folks is foolishness. So to have our own self-esteem pumped up to be flattering of ourselves is none other than self-deception. The other way that we can deceive ourselves is through spiritual bondage. Isaiah 44 and 20 says, he feedeth on ashes, and a deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Be careful what you feed on. Don't buy into this all roads lead to heaven theology. Don't buy into just every little old thing you hear on the radio. I said that. I ain't gonna name no names of who I listen to on the radio, but I listen to them from time to time. And there are some great orators out there. There are some great speakers out there. But you judge everything by the Word of God. James tells us to look into the law of liberty, not to look into other men. You can feast on ashes. Let me say that again. You can feast on ashes. They're hollow. There's no calories to them. You won't get fat on an ash. See, an ash is something that used to be, but got burned up. Now, applying that into the spiritual realm, that is literally this. Nothing impure or improper will survive the trying fires of holiness. Period. So you know if it goes against the Word of God, it's just going to get burned up. If you devour that, you are literally feasting on ashes. No meal at all. Nothing there. As a matter of fact, well, it's less than nothing. It's just a reminder of what used to be. We feast on far too many ashes these days. We sit around. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Conceit. How's that? Galatians 6 and 3, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Amen. Conceit. Conceit is easy to get into in this world. All you have to do is just look at what's going on in the world now. Boy, I'm finna meddle. That's okay. Hang on. It gets hot when I meddle. If you drive up and down the road, you ever notice every woman over the age of 40 looks the same now? And I can say that because I don't see any in here. So praise the Lord. I thank you for being an individual. But the fact of the matter is I see they drive the same SUV, have the same hairstylist. They must go the same place. They got on the same clothes that they borrowed from their daughter, apparently. I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying. It's not their fault. It's really not. It's the fact of the matter is they had to fit in. And the only way you can fit in this world nowadays is if it's all about me. You can't look natural anymore because natural don't get attention. It's all about me. You got to be puffed up. You got to, That if your house ain't as big as somebody else's house, then your house is too small. If your car don't go, Lord. If green is the favorite color this year and your car is tan, you got the wrong car. Go finance another one. We're going green now, so don't drive the big Tahoe anymore. You got to get the green vehicle. It costs $20,000 more, and it's made out of plastic, which the production of it caused more greenhouse gases than it ever would. And you can't throw it away because it's never going to rot. But that's green. Green's in right now. Being political, I understand that. If this goes out on the internet, I'm probably going to jail or something. Amen. But that's what it is. We get so puffed up. We get so involved in trying to be somebody in this world that we forget that only through being nothing do we find somebody. Only when we diminish do we find the great one. Let me say that again in better terms. If you're almighty in your life, you ain't never going to get in touch with the Almighty. Amen. If we're running around like Muhammad Ali saying, I'm the greatest, chances are you're not going to find the greatest thing that could ever happen in your life. And that's an experience with Jesus. Amen. Some of the most powerful men in the Bible. Look at John the Baptist. John the Baptist literally said, I must decrease, therefore he can't increase. I try to study that. It must have been hard for him. He had a following. He was somebody. He literally spoke against the regime of the time and called them vipers, serpents. Them was fighting words. And he got away with it. Because they were scared of him because he had a bunch of folks believing in him. That's why they didn't mess with another dude in the Bible, is because they thought, whoa, wait a minute. If we mess with him, these folks going to fall on us. We can't jack with him. But he's also the same one that told everybody, hey, look. There's Jesus. And he's coming this way. And I shouldn't even tie his shoes. He had the right perspective to be a great man spiritually. Another way that we can deceive ourselves is through careless hearing. It says it right there in the 22nd verse. Not to just hear the word, but do the word. Do the word. Are we doers of the word? Do we encounter the mirror today the way that we should? Are we going to walk away? Who's got a full-size mirror in the house? Three of us, okay. Yeah. The rest of you just have a mostly full-size mirror, right? Because that's y'all notice you can't buy a little bitty mirror anymore? Go to Walmart and try to buy a little mirror. They got 50 million big mirrors now. You got to see all of me all at once. I got to look, see how I'm put together. Well, y'all don't do that. I see people do it. We're at the restaurant and people walk by and they catch their reflection. And then you see them walk by your table, they're like this. That's the same dude that was all this a while ago. Do we come into church, sit and amen the pastor, sit on the pew like this, and walk out the door stooped over, bound again, bad posture, bad posture? I know whose mama's told y'all that, because when I said bad posture, every one of you sit up. That's the power of preaching right there. I love that. Do we have spiritual bad posture? Because when we face the man in the mirror, we straighten up. We look good. Man, I'm going to tell you what, my little tie is tight. Man, I'm holding my chin out so my turkey neck don't hang down. Get that hair just right. And then I walk out the house, and this is what you get. Tie crooked. Half time I run around here, I don't look like I had a mother. It's truth. But listen to me. We need to remember the man in the mirror. We need to remember who that was. I had a friend who bought a mirror, a big, huge mirror in his house to remind him to sit up straight, to correct his posture. And you ought to see him now. He looked like he'd been working out. Chest stuck out. He's looking good. And that's just because he pulled his shoulders back. Boy, had a little something. We didn't even know it. But that's just because he started standing the way he ought to be. How many of us have got a little something here today? How many of us have spiritual significance in our lives? How many of us have the Holy Ghost? How many of us have none other than the power of God working in our life, but we fail to straighten up? Thank y'all for amening me. I was talking about myself. Amen. I didn't come to meddle or pick today, but the fact of the matter is this, that we have far too many people sitting on pews today, and I'm not talking about just in this church. I'm talking about worldwide. Because I believe that we have some of the best saints in the world sitting right here on these pews today. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and straighten up. You got that. Amen. Because I believe that this is a great church, that this is a great work happening. Amen. But in America today, we have far too many people who will amen you to death, yeah, and then go back out into the world and deceive themselves. Deceive themselves. Far too many times I have walked out of this very same building and have left my countenance. I left my justification. I left my power sitting right there. You see, I sat over here and I amen the preacher till he just thought I was doing all right. Amen, brother, that's good. Boy, you got it. And he was saying things like, keep your mouth off, folks. And live the way you're supposed to. And examine yourself every day. He preached all of those concepts, but I didn't get it for a long time. But then I looked in the mirror, and I didn't like who I saw. And I'm supposed to be a spiritual man. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm sitting over here. You know, I ain't at the bar. I'm at church. But I was just as insignificant spiritually. Let me see if I can box this up for you. You know, Superman would still be Superman, right? But Superman still put on the little tights and the cape. And maybe there's something to that. Is he had to believe he was Superman. So it's time for us to look in the mirror and see who we are. We need to put on our spiritual tights. You know how hard it would be to be a superhero and be all just, I'm here. No, because they got on the... They're very revealing. You can see all the ripples in their muscles and everything. They got on the cape, so when they fly, it looks... Spiritually speaking, I have some super men and some super women sitting here today. But it's when we examine who we are, when we line up with God's Word, and when we walk out that door, we don't forget who we are. Because we adhere to the perfect law of liberty. See, I used to be bound. I used to be all chained up. I used to be all tied up. And God freed me from all that. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He picked me up and He justified me. And that word just means He just set me up on my feet like I'm supposed to be. He propped me up like what I ought to look like. And sanctification takes a little while. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is who is in the mirror this morning? Who are you looking at in the mirror? What phase of this are you going through? Now, I didn't preach some big shouty message. It's just good old meat and taters today. Is that okay? But don't come in here and sit under the presence of God and walk out that door and forget who you are. You are none other than a child of God, bought by the blood, empowered on the day of Pentecost. Amen. We have no reason to walk around here with our shoulders drooped. Yeah, the world's crazy out there. Yeah, we're going to run into people who have all kinds of things going on in their life. But just like a pot-bellied Superman, you can't help nobody until you walk out that door who you're supposed to be. So why don't we this morning stand and look in the mirror for a minute? Why don't we just kind of straighten ourselves up? Why don't we get in that position that we should be in? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I ask that You would reveal today, Lord God, who I am right here before You, Lord God. Put it in my eyes. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be standing around all puffed up. Lord God, I want to be nothing but used by You. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you really want to examine who you are, the best place to do it is right here. This is where I first encountered the law of liberty. This is where I first encountered freedom. This is where I first got a real look at who I was. And when I stood up, I was different. I was changed. I was no longer disheveled. My posture was no longer wrong. I could stand tall and I could walk straight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I ask that You would examine Yourself today. I ask that You would come up and stand before the mirror and say, God, who I am. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I can be with